This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
Another one just hit the building. Wow.
There are no words.
It appears that something hit the Pentagon on the outside of the fifth corridor.
We have a report now that a large plane crashed this morning north of the Somerset County Airport, which is in western Pennsylvania.
It all started at 8:45 on a clear Tuesday morning. We had a live camera up on what looked like a smoking slash across one of the World Trade Center towers. A passenger plane had flown into it, and I remember some of us here at CNN thinking this was some sort of freak event. Then a second plane flew into the other tower. That was at 9:03 a.m., and at that point, there was this deepening dread in everyone. Something was wrong in a way we'd never seen before. Airports, bridges, tunnels in New York and New Jersey shut down. Within 30 minutes, President George W. Bush said we were under an apparent terrorist attack. And minutes after that, every airport in the country was closed. That had never happened before. It wasn't over, though. At 9:43 a.m., a third passenger jet crashed into the Pentagon. Dark smoke rolled up from that part of that huge building. All eyes and many cameras were on that and the two burning towers in New York. And as all of us watched at 10:05, one of those towers gave way where it was smoking, the top part crushing down on the rest of it and sending up debris and boiling gray clouds. 5 minutes later, part of the Pentagon collapsed, and a fourth hijacked jet crashed in a rural part of Pennsylvania. The White House, the United Nations, the State and Justice Departments, the World Bank, all evacuated. America-bound Atlantic flights were rerouted to Canada. And the second Trade Center tower came down at 10:28. So many closings, evacuations, shutdowns. Except for emergency response teams, the heroes of 9/11, the country virtually stopped what it was doing and gathered around TV screens. The president appeared just after 1 p.m. and asked Americans to pray, and there wasn't much else we could do. The destruction was more or less done around 10:30. It was less than 2 hours from the first crash, but the change it inflicted was immeasurable. More Americans were killed on September 11, 2001 than on the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. And when President Bush addressed the nation that night at 8:30, his tone was one of sympathy, resolve, and warning to anyone who'd planned or supported the attacks.
We will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
In the difficult days that followed, we learned that the Al-Qaeda terrorist group led by Osama bin Laden was responsible for all of this. And America's attention and anger turned to Afghanistan, whose Taliban leaders were giving Al-Qaeda a safe place to live and operate.
This Saturday will mark exactly 20 years since those terrorist attacks were carried out, and a number of events are being planned across America to remember the 2,977 lives that were lost. In the days immediately following the attacks, President George W. Bush declared September 14th as a national day of prayer and remembrance for the victims. And after that, the U.S. government established the Patriot Day holiday. In a sign of unity seen during that time, no members of Congress voted against that bill. Patriot Day has been observed every September 11th since 2002. This year, there will be live TV coverage of memorial ceremonies. Moments of silence will be observed. Prayer services and commemorative events will be held across the United States, and readings will be made naming the thousands of victims, including the hundreds of firefighters, police officers, Port Authority officers, and other emergency officials who lost their lives while trying to save others. Special events are being planned at the three sites where the hijacked planes were crashed: Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the field outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are planning to attend these three ceremonies, and while we don't know yet if the president is scheduled to speak at one or more of these events, an address from former President George W. Bush has been planned in Shanksville, where United Flight 93 was crashed 20 years ago. That morning in 2001, President Bush was visiting an elementary school. He was in a second grade classroom when he was told the nation was under attack. Almost two decades later, CNN's Victor Blackwell visited that school in Sarasota, Florida, and he spoke to the teacher and some of the students who were with the president on that historic and horrific day. Here are their memories.
What do you do in that moment?
I cry. I pray. And I ask why. Why and how. I really needed a moment.
We never really see her cry. And it's like something definitely impacted her more than what we know. What was going on. It was deeper than what we seen.
We knew Ms. Daniels as loving, caring. It's a really different take from our teachers. Kind of jarring. I mean, we've never seen her like this.
How long was your moment?
It could have been 2 minutes. It could have been 3 minutes. But I knew I had to get back to my kids.
Okay.
So I didn't want them to think that they had done something wrong. So I had to let them know it was not their fault.
Something in the way that you presented it to us, like, allowed me to understand that, like, the human side of it, that, like, I am not the most important person right now. Like, he's got something he has to do. People are hurting. He has to leave, and that's okay, and it's not our fault.
And I think after that, that's when, you know, they cut on the TV for us.
To those Americans who are looking at these horrific pictures.
And then it all came together. Like, I grasped how serious it was.
I think myself and maybe other students thought it was like a movie or something.
It didn't look real.
The TV was here? You took them to a different room?
The TV, the monitor that President Bush had was in his office next door. Their memory of it might fluctuate a little. After I came out of the room, I told them what happened. The pictures and the images that they saw, they might have seen them when that door was open. But the TV never came in here. I was very careful about how much I exposed them to and what I said to them.
That was the first day I learned the word terrorist, too.
Yeah.
Now, this is the story that so few people have heard, in part because they've never all been together to tell this story. Those are the students, well, they're 27 years old now, and their teacher, Mrs. Daniels, who were with President Bush on that morning at Emmett E. Booker in Sarasota. Now, the president was coming. This started as a day that was one to celebrate. The president was coming to congratulate them for improving their reading scores. They were waiting for someone. They had never seen a president in person, obviously. One little girl put her hand over her heart. That's Chantal. She thought about him much like the flag and pledging allegiance. Another boy talked about he expected a king to walk in. But when he walked in, they say that President Bush was warm. They read a book, The Pet Goat, that they all remember the title of. And then Andy Card walked in and whispered 11 words into the president's ear. A second plane has hit the second tower. America is under attack. And Mrs. Daniels says the president left her, that he was sitting there, but he was somewhere else. And then he came back and then got up and walked away. And she had to decide in that moment what to tell her babies, as she called them, about that moment. She wanted to make sure that they knew it was not their fault. 20 years later, they have the context of time to understand their place in this historic day. They don't really like to talk about it often because they know that so many other people lost something that day. They don't want the notoriety, but they know that they have to be part of the history of that day to share that perspective.
And a powerful perspective it is. This will conclude our special coverage of the 20th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Thank you for watching, and if there's a tribute or memorial like this taking place in your community in commemoration of September 11th, it is a sight to see. I'm Coral Azus for CNN 10.